Boy, it's so quiet. I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the Mesa City Council, September 13th, 2010, for our regular meeting. My name is Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a privilege and honor for me to conduct tonight's meeting. We'll begin the evening, the meeting, by having an invocation by Vice Mayor Kyle Jones, after which we'll be led in the prayer by Scout Duncan Brock from Troop.
The pledge.
Did I say the prayer both times?
Yes.
I just scared there for a second, didn't I, Duncan? The Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Duncan Brock from Troop 430. Please stand for both the pledge and the prayer. Thank you. I messed you up. I'm sorry. Let the Vice Mayor do the prayer first.
Our Father in heaven, we do thank thee for this opportunity that we have this evening, meeting together as a city council and pertaining to our city and making decisions that will affect the quality of life and things that will help to improve and make our city better. We pray for thy guidance, Father, and we take this time also to express our gratitude to those who have made it possible for us to be in this building and in this city and the free land in which we do live. We thank thee for our servicemen and for those who have made it all possible, those who have gone before us in founding and leading this city in years past. Again, we pray for thy guidance as decisions and discussions take place this night. And we do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And thank you, Duncan. I apologize for messing you up there. This past April, I guess it was, March and April, we participated in the census. And there was a lot of work done, certainly by the federal government and the U.S. Department of Commerce, but also at the city level. And we had staff and members of the community together to try and maximize the citizen participation in the census, and with some success. So we're going to tonight celebrate that, and we'd like to invite Al Macias from the U.S. Department of Commerce to come up and give us a little bit of a report and talk to us about how we did on the census of the city. Mr. Macias.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. I'm here to thank the City of Mesa, your Complete Count Committee, and your community for the great support that you provided to the Census Bureau this year. Mesa's 2010 mailback participation rate was 69%, which is a 3% improvement over the 2000 numbers. So anytime we can trend up, that's a good thing. In the packets there, I have included a breakout. You can compare yourself to all the cities in Maricopa County. You do have the distinction of being one of the few cities in the East Valley to actually show an improvement. So if you want some bragging rights, you can use that. And as I said, it was a successful census. Nationally, the rate was 72%, which was the same as 2000. It was a flat rate. The state rate was 67%. It dropped a point, almost 2 points. And the county rate was up a point. And part of that was due to the great response from the Maricopa County cities. On a national basis, every 1% that census workers did not have to go out and knock on doors saved the government $85 million. As a matter of fact, the Census Bureau was able to return $1.6 billion to the Treasury because of money that was allocated that we didn't spend. And so we actually finished under budget.
Well, since we went up 3%, how come they didn't send it back our way?
Well, I don't have an answer for that.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say something clever, but I realize this is being recorded, so I probably should be honest about it.
Yes, believe me, this council never says anything clever that's recorded.
I'll stay out of local politics. How's that? But the fact is that about $800 million of that actually was due to good weather. Money had been allocated for hurricanes, tornadoes, floods. Those things didn't happen. The other $800 million or so actually was due to efficiencies. A lot of the people that were hired this year held on to those jobs. There wasn't the turnover that you've seen in previous census. So that saved a lot in training and turnover cost. So that helped. In my role as a partnership specialist, I worked with virtually every local city government here in Maricopa County and actually throughout the state over the last few weeks I've been touring. And I will tell you that Mesa was certainly a leader with your effort and participation. I know members of your committee are here. I attended several of their meetings. And I know you're going to congratulate them, but I just want to extend my thanks and appreciation for all that they did. We're from the Census Bureau. We try to count everybody, but it doesn't work unless we can reach in and contact the people in the community. And your folks and your community leaders here helped us do that. I think I have a slide here. Do I have a PowerPoint loaded up? Oh, no, I had a PowerPoint. If it's not up. Okay. All right, that's fine. I can tap dance. No, not a problem.
Did you get it loaded in before, Mr. Wright? Uh-oh. They said they don't have it.
Okay, not a problem.
Just describe it for us.
I will.
Okay.
And I'll do it, and without the PowerPoint, I'll probably even be shorter, briefer, so I'm sure you'll appreciate that. The most common question is, when are the numbers going to be available? And the numbers are due by statute to the White House by December 31st. Shortly thereafter, the Census Bureau will then be delivering them to the local state legislatures. In the packet you have, there's a chart there that says February to March 2011 is when the numbers will start being released. It'll actually hopefully be late January. We're expecting them here in Arizona. And so once they get delivered to the state legislature, and they have a knowledge, they signed the FedEx form, it says yes, we've received it, the Bureau will then actually start posting them on the website. But I would probably suggest that your legislative liaison and contacts keep your ears and eyes open down there also. Those numbers will be coming out, as I say, in late January. They will include, and there's going to be several waves in that chart that you have in there. It's a breakout. Has a listing of all the different batches of information that will be coming out. But the information that affects reapportionment, legislative districts, and all that stuff, that will start to come out in January. And then throughout the rest of the year, there will be other summary tables that will be released. The Census Bureau also has other surveys that are on the field. Even though we shrink, there are ongoing surveys and staff that are conducting surveys on an ongoing basis. The one I want to really point out to you is something called the American Community Survey. In years past, the census had the long form, which used to arrive at one out of every six homes. They did away with that this time. Everybody got the short form. But in an effort to still gather that data that city planners need, the demographic stuff, we now use the American Community Survey. Every month, 250,000 homes across the country, 3 million annually, get this extended survey. It's about 48 questions. And it does have a lot of it does ask a lot of information. That is still covered by the same rules and regs as the decennial. The privacy, confidentiality is still maintained, and yes, it is part of the census survey, and so you do have to, you are required to answer it. By doing this on a monthly basis, the Bureau now has updated information. In years past, let's say 1999, City of Mesa was going to do some planning and build something, they would have had to have been looking at numbers that were collected in 1990, nine, almost 10 years old. Now you're looking at numbers that are no more than 5 years old. They have rolling surveys, and they're in 5-year, 3-year, and 1-year blocks. And so that information is never more than five years old. The reason I bring this up is because they've been collecting for the last 5 years, and this fall, they're going to start releasing batches of that information. Now, the key thing about the ACS is these are estimates. As I said, 3 million people are surveyed every year, not the 309 million people that are covered by the decennial. So when that information starts to come out, the media is going to report it, people are going to hear about it, you may get questions. Realize that those are estimates. There's going to be the first five-year release is going to come out in December. Those will include population estimates. that were gathered over 2005 to 2009. Those are not the decennial numbers. I apologize for the confusion. Well, nobody asked me, but I'm apologizing anyhow. And so in an effort to try and just raise awareness, if you get those questions, realize that if you start hearing, oh, Mesa's population according to the census, if you hear those numbers in December, those are not the decennial numbers. The ones that are going to affect your redistricting, your legislative districts, those are all the January numbers. Now, also in that packet there is information about how to process this all the data that's coming out. My guess is that you folks probably won't be doing it, but you've got staff who are going to be needing this information. If you or your staff are interested in learning how to use this or how to better utilize this information, there is permanent staff in Denver, and there are contacts. There's a trifold in there that will provide you with the information on how best to use it. That's really about it, with the exception of this one last little presentation to the City of Mesa on behalf of the Census Bureau. It is just a thank you plaque. I guess as mayor, you get to figure out who gets to where it gets to go. But it is just a small token, obviously, for all that you did. There's also a thank you letter in here from our regional director expressing her appreciation for the work done by the City of Mesa and the Complete Count Committee. And with that, that's my presentation, unless someone has questions.
Any questions for Mr. Macias? Thank you so very much for coming here, and thank you for working closely with our staff and our city and getting the job done. We really appreciate it.
I have to say it was my pleasure. It really was fun working with the group of people out here. I enjoyed it very much.
Just so Mr. Macias was out here several times and met with us on many occasions to see how we could enhance that. We have a vested interest as a city and as a community, both, simply because there's so many things, not only money and distribution of funds at the federal and state level, but many other things that are dependent upon accurate data. And so there's programs and determinations and allocations that all come down to how we do in the census and where we fit. And so it was incredibly important for us to get that done, and we really appreciate the work that the Census Bureau did with us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations once again.
Thank you. And now I'd like to introduce Mr. Jerry Dillahay, if you'd come up. Jerry was the staff member, and I'll have Jerry introduce the others on the city who worked the census and our Complete Count Committee, and he was you'll introduce Mr. Smith?
I sure will.
Good.
Thanks, Mayor. While the mayor's coming down, I'd like to read the list of the Citizens Committee that helped us out so much to achieve that success. A lot of them aren't here. We have a few that we'll recognize in person with their certificate of appreciation. But I wanted you to know that this committee worked long and hard using their networks. Quite frankly, they were handpicked by the mayor because they had communication networks to reach the hardest to reach across the community. Our strategy this year with this 10-year period with the committee was to focus on those hard-to-reach communities. Gary Smith, Gary, would you come on up, is our chair of the committee. He's here today. We also had on the committee John Giles, Anna Cadillo with Southwest Ambulance, Mary Baldwin with Boeing, Catherine Barice with Mesa Public Schools, Dan Taylor, East Valley Adult Resources, Pastor David Woods with the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, Pablo Felix, Jan Zale with Leisure World, Phil Austin, Craig Alstrom, Paul Marinak with Arizona Republic, Christine Lambakas, marketing professor at ASU Poly, Jared Lankilde with Mesa Community College, Pam Stapley, Mesa Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer Whaley with East Valley Partnership, and myself and various staff members across the city provided support for this. Particularly, we'd like to single out Tony Bianchi, who's here with the GIS program, who helped enormously with mapping. And we had so much support from Mesa Public Library, we'd like to recognize them as well today. So. With that, if we give the certificates, we'd have these people come up, and we'll do a photo with you guys. Al, would you come up, too? And me? Get out of the way.
I don't know, is this Sandy's? There you go, okay. And then Al, Gary, you want to come over here? Let's, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'd like to especially thank Gary Smith, no relation, wouldn't want to condemn him to that connection. Gary answered when I asked him to chair this committee and lead this effort. Gary very willingly not only volunteered, but as most things he does in our community, gave it his best effort and worked very diligently to make this a success. And to all the committee members, thank you very much, but especially to Gary, thank you for stepping up and leading the effort, and really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Billboard Supper Club, 1641 South Stapley Drive. Item 4A, act to renew contract for auto and light truck parts for Fleet Services Department. Item 4B, act to renew contract for emergency vehicle equipment and installation services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4C, act to renew contract for office supplies for use by all city departments. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase replacement surveillance equipment for the police department, fully funded by RICO asset forfeiture funds. Item 4E, act on contract for police shooting range classroom audio visual system, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 police operating budget. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Office of the Attorney General to secure grant funds for two victim notification clerks in the police department. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds to provide equipment and contract services for the Police Department Forensic Services Section. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between the Mesa Unified School District and the City of Mesa to secure funds for four school resource officers assigned to junior high schools in the city. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an educational services agreement with the Maricopa County Community College District. Item 5E, act on resolution approving the polling places for the special bond election to be held on November 2nd, 2010. Item 5F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between the Arizona Department of Transportation and the City of Mesa for the ITS traffic signal conversions, Phase 4A. Funding from the Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act and Federal Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Grant. Item 5G, act on resolution canvassing, declaring and adopting the results of the primary election held on August 24, 2010. Item 6A has been continued to the September 27th City Council meeting. The following ordinances will be introduced, and September 27th, 2010 will be set as a date of the public hearing. Item 6B, ordinance regarding Z10-22, 560 South Country Club Drive, rezoned for redevelopment of existing motel. Item 6C, ordinance regarding A10-01, authorizing annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for Power Road from approximately 1,300 feet south of Guadalupe Road north to Baseline Road. Item 6D, ordinance regarding A10-02, authorizing annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for a portion of South Ellsworth Road from Portobello Avenue north to Guadalupe Road. Item 6E, ordinance regarding A10-03, authorizing annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for Southern Avenue from approximately 300 feet east of South Cheshire, east to Signal Butte Road. Item 6F, ordinance regarding Z10-02, 11,444 East Germain Road, located on the west side of the Meridian Road alignment between Pecos Road and Germain Road to allow the phasing of development on the site. Item 7A continued to the September 27th City Council meeting, and item 7B has been deleted. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilmember Richens to approve the consent agenda, a second by Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? I'd like to make... What?
I think we're getting crossed. I didn't push the button. He didn't make the motion.
Would you like to remove your motion? Because we have a computer glitch. So Councilmember Kavanaugh actually made the motion with Councilmember Summers. Boy, you guys are really confusing me now. The motion was made by Councilmember Kavanaugh for the record. It was seconded by Councilmember Summers. I do have one thing to say, and that is on item 6G, which is the canvassing, or 5G. Last time we failed to congratulate Council Members Dina Higgins and Scott Summers on their victories,
elections.
Their landslide elections.
Yeah. Thank you. 100%.
Well, yeah, close to it. 100%. Congratulations. With Chris Glover, who we recognized, I believe, in the last council meeting. So congratulations on that. So please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being no requests, we have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor Jones, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.